Immigration raid at car wash shows how Trump Euro trademark's crackdown is changing. Date modified: 2025-06-12T02-19-16.396Z. Description: The BBC obtained CCTV of the raid that shows how President Trump's immigration crackdown has ramped up. Gsidigri's polished luxury vehicles at an LA car wash for years. Then ICE showed up, 3 days ago, save Crystal Hayes, Max Matza, John Sudworth and Alex Lederman. BBC News reporting from Los Angeles, save, watch, surveillance video shows immigration raid at Westchester hand wash when U.S. immigration agents pulled up outside a Los Angeles car wash on a quiet Sunday afternoon, it sparked instant chaos. Some customers at the Westchester hand wash, which sits in the center of a busy shopping area just blocks from the city's airport, froze as the officers in olive green uniforms approached. CCTV footage obtained by the BBC shows. Two employees who spotted them ducked behind a luxury SUV they were wiping down with a rag. Another worker halfway through cleaning the back window of a car looked up. Then all at once they scattered and ran, some jumping over a nearby fence as agents raced after them on foot and in U.S. Customs and Border Protection pickup trucks. Agents came the following day to make more arrests, courtesy of Noemi Cho. Gsidigri's Cruz had worked at the car wash for 10 years. Gsidigri's Cruz, who has worked at the car wash for more than a decade and lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years, was among the six men who were arrested over the course of two raids. His wife, Noemi Cho, told the BBC she was shopping with her daughter when she spotted a social media post about a possible raid. It included a photo of the car wash, so she dropped her daughter at home and raced there. By the time she arrived, however, she was too late. She has not been able to reach her husband since. You are so used to having a partner there, just to help you out, to be the backbone. Now it's like, how am I going to do it? She said. My husband has no criminal background. He's never gotten a ticket before. We pay our taxes. We're up to date on everything. She did not confirm they were in the U.S. legally. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, did not respond to an inquiry about Mr. Cruz's legal status, or the goal of the operation at the car wash. That raid and similar ones across Los Angeles by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, represent a significant escalation in the White House's strategy to round up and deport undocumented migrants. On the campaign trail, President Donald Trump repeatedly said he would prioritize deporting non-citizens accused of violent crimes. That promise received widespread support, even among Hispanic immigrant groups. But in recent weeks, the administration has stepped up its targets, pushing to increase their arrests from about 660 to 3,000 a day, who has been arrested by ICE under Trump. To do that, they have widened their net, targeting not just criminals but workplaces such as farms and factories in an effort to detain more undocumented migrants. Just go out there and arrest illegal aliens, Stephen Miller, a top White House advisor, reportedly told Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials before they launched the recent LA raids. According to the Wall Street Journal, he told them they did not need to produce target lists of suspected illegal immigrants, a long-standing practice, and should instead raid major businesses to arrest as many as possible. Car wash owner Mehmet Adigan said the agents did not ask for IDs before placing the men in handcuffs and swiftly driving them away. They were not doing anything criminal, he said, noting the raids were quick and lasted less than a minute. Everyone is hardworking. 10 street protests days earlier, there was another operation at Ambience Apparel, a clothing wholesale business in the Fashion District near downtown LA. More than a dozen people were arrested, witnesses said, although DHS did not respond to a BBC inquiry about this operation and the total number of arrests. Border Czar Tom Homan denied that agents were conducting an immigration raid at Ambience. He said it was a criminal investigation that also uncovered undocumented immigrants. I said it from day one, if you're in the country illegally, you're not off the table, he told the New York Times recently. Enrique Lopez was one of several witnesses who started posting on Instagram about the operation, before a large group of protesters formed outside, trying to prevent the workers from being taken away. Officials eventually deployed flashbangs and tear gas to push past the crowd, one of the first protests in the LA area as the spate of immigration raids kicked off. "It's sad that it's hard-working people," he said about those arrested. "And they're trying to make it seem like it's bad people." Protests first broke out on June 6, with confrontations between demonstrators and federal agents in the streets, before spreading more widely and at times turning violent. Hundreds have been arrested and an overnight curfew in one area is being enforced. Immigration enforcement agencies have said the protests will not deter their operations. President Trump has deployed the National Guard and U.S. Marines to help ensure the immigration crackdown continues. These raids have hit Los Angeles County especially hard, where estimates suggest more than 900,000 people do not have legal status, about 10% of the population. Hispanics here outnumber any other ethnic background by a large margin, and many in the community who are citizens or legal residents have family who are undocumented. "I can't emphasize enough the level of fear and terror that is in Angelenos right now," the city's mayor Karen Bass said at news conference. "Not knowing if it's tomorrow or tonight. It might be where they live. It might be their workplace. Should you send your kids to school? Should you go to work?" Calm returns to Los Angeles after hundreds arrested un-American or necessary. Voters divided on Trump's LA protest crackdown. How Trump's immigration raids sparked protests and unrest. Newsom v. Trump holds promise and peril for California governor. Social media has been used to inform communities about sightings of immigration authorities, but also to spread misinformation. The unease caused one local minority nonprofit to urge undocumented people to just stay out of sight. It offered volunteers to run errands or go grocery shopping for families so they can remain indoors. Residents say it's a mystery when and where immigration officers will show up next. Immigration agencies do not typically announce where raids have happened, nor do they announce all arrests or where detainees are being held or jailed, adding to the anxiety, courtesy of Noemi Cho. Noemi Cho, but what exactly comes next as raids continue is still unknown. Raids nationwide in recent days have netted hundreds of arrests, including recent operations in agricultural sectors and a meatpacking plant in Nebraska. In response, protests have spurred in all corners of the country, including in major cities like New York, Dallas, Washington, and Boston. California may be first, but it clearly won't end here, California Governor Gavin Newsom said in an evening address on Tuesday. Other states are next. Immigration attorney Carla Navarrete, who is representing multiple people who have been arrested in the immigration sweeps, said the mass arrests have overwhelmed the system. Databases aren't being updated with arrests, families and lawyers cannot find those who have been detained, and when they do, the person sometimes is in a different state or has already been deported to another country. Ms. Cho, whose husband was arrested at the car wash, said she learned late on Tuesday that he was no longer in Los Angeles, or even the state of California. She was told by her lawyer that Mr. Cruz is being held at a detention center in El Paso, Texas, more than 800 miles, 1,300 kilometers, from their home. Her youngest child, a 5-year-old boy, is having the hardest time with the change, she said. "He just keeps asking for his dad. I don't know what to tell him," she added, through tears. "He doesn't understand what is going on. He still thinks his dad is at work." Watch, National Guard trains for crowd control as protests continue in Los Angeles, U.S. Immigration, United States, California.